You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home and Abroad. I'm Folk Alliance International in Montreal, and Culture Ireland offer some Irish artists the opportunity to showcase to the industry in North America. And I'm sitting with Conor Mallon. Conor has a four-piece group. I had the opportunity to listen last night. Powerful representation of Irish music. Conor Tafalcharoth.
Romila Margaret, thanks for having me.
Bit about yourself and your music.
Yeah, I suppose, I'm from County Armagh originally. I grew up under the tutelage of the Armagh Pipers Club, and kind of progressed through the ranks to become one of the teachers after a number of years of learning. I suppose I've been a full-time musician now since 2015-2016, when I graduated university doing computer science, and I suppose I've never really looked back since. Kind of playing the pipes now since I was about 10. I thoroughly enjoy it. It's a great asset to have, especially the Ellen pipes and turn all around the world.
None is the instrument.
No, they say it's 21 years to master it, so it's 21 years to learn it. 7 years to learn it, 7 years to master, and then 7 to give it up. So I'm on the home stretch now.
Yeah, because you weren't playing the pipes last night.
I was, yeah. I played a bit of whistle as well.
Okay. I'm looking for the positions you were in. So, as a piper, you had the opportunity to tour the world. So, what brings you to Folk Alliance?
I suppose, I've always kind of been on tour with various bands over the years, but this is kind of the first time I've went under my own name in the past number of years since I released my debut solo album, Unearthed, in 2023. So, it was a great kind of asset, I suppose, to come to Folk Alliance and showcase and be kind of represented, representing Ireland and Culture Ireland. But it's a superb platform as well for others to kind of hear your music. I suppose that was the main goal coming from it, was to see different festival promoters and venues from all around the world. I have representation out here, so it was kind of a natural progression.
So you mentioned you studied software.
Yeah.
So have you been able to abandon the software and rely 100% on music?
For the first couple of years I did a little bit of both, and as the music was kind of I was always touring while I was studying, and it was a natural progression. It was like, I want to do this. I was always doing a little bits and pieces of both, and I'm fully into music now, full time. I do kind of website design on the side, but it's more for helping other artists, rather than a money maker. So it's all full time music, so it's great.
Yeah, well, I guess and it's within the music context if you're helping other artists.
For sure.
In comparison to 20 years ago, I know the Pipers Club was strong in Dublin.
Yeah.
And it encouraged an awful lot of people. There was a period of time when the pipes were potentially becoming obsolete, except for a few. And there was also a time when if you played the pipes, you were looked on kind of funny.
You still are.
You weren't welcomed at a session, certainly. But there has been an amazing resurgence.
Yeah.
And in that resurgence, I've been amazed, I would have to say, at the numbers and the quality. I saw a little guy recently, a kid, playing the pipes.
Yeah.
And I'm just blown away.
Yeah, I have to say now that the standard is superb. So whenever I was growing up playing, it was getting better. You could see it. There was a number of super teachers and super makers, but that has just spiraled now. There's so many amazing teachers, and the quality of instruments that you get now is second to none, so it makes it a little bit easier to learn when you have kind of all those assets at your fingertips.
Yeah.
I suppose as well as that, the advance of technology and the ability to learn so easily and readily, kind of readily available, it makes it a lot easier. I do an awful lot of teaching myself when I'm not touring. I have kind of a little pipe in the cat of me of my own, which is really, really nice to go home to, where I kind of teach locally and then do like a number of online resources for Ellen pipers mostly. So that's great. It's like, I don't know where I would be without the pipes, but they've got me out of some horrible situations and into some horrible situations.
And you did say it was Oma, is it?
Armagh.
Yeah. And the amount of local venues where you would have sessions, is there much going on in that scene?
For sure. I mean, it's again, when I was growing up, you would have your weekly sessions now, and it was kind of a regular thing that you would go to. And but the numbers are just growing and growing and growing. Yeah. It's super. I'm currently living in the north of Antrim now, up beside the Giant's Causeway.
Yeah.
And the music is flourishing all over Ireland, but in the north now especially, it's become cool to play trad music now, whereas whenever I was learning many, many years ago, it wasn't.
Right.
But it's a cool thing to do now. People are they're learning, as you say, from a very, very young age.
Yeah.
So it's amazing to watch it kind of flourish and move on to the next generation, because that's all part of our culture, is preserving it and passing it on to the next generation. So.
So you've recorded?
Yeah.
Is the one album out? Or
one so far, in the middle of doing another one.
Right.
So we released the Zebby one, Unearthed, in May 2023. And it's been great so far. I've kind of travelled all around with it. We've been fairly busy, which has been great. And it's great to come to events like this and book Alliance to kind of further establish and get it into the right hands. So yeah, we're in the middle of doing a new one with a couple of tracks already done.
Right.
One of them we're playing. We played last night, and we're going to play again tonight. So.
Right.
Trying some of the new material and see how it goes down. So.
Right. We're going to wrap up with a piece of music. What should we wrap up with?
I'd say the title track of the album, Unearthed, it encompasses a lot of different things. So the whole process of the initial the debut album, Unearthed, was unearthing my solo career, unearthing all the unique sounds of the Ellen pipes, whether that be the sound of the bellows, the key flicks, all the moans and the groans, the squeaks and the squawks of the pipes, and turning that into a piece of music rather than it being in the background. So it really brings it to the forefront. So the album really pushes that forward. So Unearthed.